Welcome to Rhema for Today.
You see, Egypt is a type of the world and a type of sin. Thank God we've come out of the world and come out of sin. We're in the world, as the scripture said, but not of the world.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. This week we went into Rhema's archive vault and chose Kenneth E. Hagen's classic teaching, How to Possess the Land. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagen with today's message.
If you have your Bibles, you could open them first of all to the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians. The 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians. We're going to read more than one portion of Scripture, so you follow along with us. We'll start reading with the very first verse of the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drink of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our ensamples, our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, thy people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all of these things happened unto them for ensamples, or examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Now then, I want you to turn back with me to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, please, the 11th chapter. And we're going to start reading with the 10th verse. I'm going to read several verses, so you follow me. For the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt. Now he's talking about Israel going into what we call the promised land. We just got through reading that what happened unto them are examples unto us. So the land whither you go to possess it is not as the land of Egypt from which ye came out, where thou sowedest thy seed and waterest it with thy foot as a garden of herbs. But the land whither you go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. A land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command thee this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your hearts be not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, And he shut up the heavens that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest in the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now Israel had come out of Egypt. God had delivered them from Egypt. We read from the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians that what happened unto them is examples unto us and is written for our admonition. We read also that he said that they were baptized. You see, Egypt is a type of the world and a type of sin. Thank God we've come out of the world and come out of sin. We're in the world, as the scripture said, but not of the world. And then we've been baptized in water. They were baptized, he said, both in the cloud and in the sea unto Moses. That's a type of water baptism. You see, these are types. But then they came up to a place called Kadesh Barnea. And you remember the story in the 13th and 14th chapters of Numbers that they sent the spies into the land to spy out the land. And you remember about the 12 spies came back and 10 of them brought back an evil report and 2 of them brought back a good report. Now, those 10 spies, along with Caleb and Joshua, who made up 12, brought back some of the fruit of the land. They brought giant clusters of grape. Such giant clusters that they hung that cluster of grape on one pole, and it took 2 men to carry it. One end of the pole is on one man's shoulder, one end of the pole is on the other man's shoulder. Think about a giant cluster of grape. And they brought back pomegranate and other fruit of the land, because it was a land flowing with milk and honey. I want you to keep all these things in mind as we go along. But then there were giants in the land. Canaanites, Jebusites, and all kind of sites. And they said, the 10 said, we're not able. Besides that, there's the Anakims. And these are giants. And we are as grasshoppers in their sight and in our sight. We are not able to take the land. But Caleb stilled the people, the scripture said. Now the reason he said he stilled them was because they began to put up a roar, so to speak. And so he got them quiet. In other words, when he said he stilled them, it means he quietened them down. And he said, let's go up at once and possess the land, for we're well able, hallelujah, to overcome it or take it. Now look at that 9th verse of the 14th chapter. Joshua, along with Caleb, said, only rebel not against the Lord. Their defense is departed from them. They're bread for us. The Lord is with us. Now then, Canaan's land, remember, he said over here in the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians, what happened aforetime has happened for our admonition. What's written for our admonition? What happened is an end sample or an example unto us. Type, in other words. The Old Testament is types and shadows. Well, you see, Egypt is a type of the world. They've been delivered from sin. They've been delivered from the world. They've been baptized unto Moses. So we come out, we get converted, we get born again, and then baptized in water. But that's not all there is to it. I was born and raised Southern Baptist and began to preach as a young Baptist minister and was pastor of a little country church. We sang every service. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Thursday night. We never came to church one single time without singing on Jordan's stormy banks, I stand and cast a wistful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. Oh, who will come and go with me? I'm bound for the promised land. Well, now, we thought the promised land was heaven. And we're trying to get everybody to go with us that we possibly can. And that is a good idea, all right, to get everybody saved that you can. But friends, Canaan's land, the promised land, is not a type of heaven. Canaan's land could not be a type of heaven. You see, when Israel got into Canaan's land, there were cities to take. There were battles to fight. There were giants in the land. Amen? But when you get to heaven, there won't be any walled cities up there. There won't be any cities to take. There won't be any giants there. There won't be any battles there. Thank God the last battle shall have been fought. Canaan's land is a type of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And of our rights and privileges in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Did you notice what he said? The land, whether you go to possess it, is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. Hallelujah.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD entitled The Secret to My Success. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Seed Thoughts Devotional. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's book entitled Expect. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, one of the things that I just want you to know is that we keep our tuition very, very low.
Yes.
$3,150, I believe it is, for a student to train here on
and
a year.
And that includes books and every includes
general
activity fees, all kinds of things.
But that only covers 30% of what it costs to train a student. And so the other 70% is made up by this day, International Rhema Day, by our monthly word partners that help, by our events. That's how we cover
And our 70%. Living Faith conferences, we have one day that is Rhema Day, and we take the offering and it come back to help the
That's
students.
Right. So we invite you to participate on Sunday, May the 5th, or anytime during the year. You can just go to rhema.org/IRD.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, How to Possess the Land. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.